Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. In all the world, no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Say no weapon born again.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God. Once again, in the name of Jesus, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And once again, I want to say to you, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. God truly has been good to me. I am truly blessed. I'm being truly honored in the name of Jesus. For as I go forth, I want to acknowledge God who is the head of my life. In the name of Jesus, and keeping an honest and real, I'm not perfect. But I ask in the name of Jesus as I continue to strive one day at a time, denying my flesh and acknowledging that God is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I begin to understand how important and how powerful God is. I'm seeing the anointing and the Spirit of God in my life that gives me courage, give me strength, knowing that everything is going to be all right. As we stand here, praise God, at David and Diane Ministry and Friends, before I go further, let me acknowledge my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who's very instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, as well as a voice for Monument of Hope and Deliverance. We thank God for Lady Diane Shaw in the name of Jesus. But as I was continuing, I acknowledge the fact, praise God, that we're able to do what it is we are because of the grace, the mercy, and the love that we have for God. I realize in the name of Jesus on today that I can do nothing, I am nothing, and I can be nothing without God. So it's in that where I thank God for allowing me today to be before you to bring the word coming out of the King James Version, continuing with our readings. Praise God. You know, it's important to understand how patience and obedience and commitment all fall into focus and work hand in hand. And recognizing my faith and to continue to press on with bringing the word of God, I thank him. And as we go forth, we want to acknowledge those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, or Twitter, even into our archives. God bless you. You know, we thank you for your continued commitment to listening to the word of God and your support to David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And if you will, we just ask that you continue to pray for us as we continue to bring forth the word of God as God continues to use us. Once again, we come forth with the word coming out of the book of Judges. And before we go forth, we want to pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you on today, I just want to pause and say thank you, Lord. Thank you for all of what it is that you've done, all of what it is that you're doing, and all of what it is that you have done but yet has come to pass. We thank you for the commitment and dedication we have unto you as we continue to bring your word, read your word, let your anointing and your spirit flow. Give us strength, give us courage, and give us the continued love that we have for you and others. As we continue to move forward, we thank you as we give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all of our unrighteousness in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, praise God, praise God, praise God. We're going to continue forth reading the word of God out of the book of Judges. And this is chapter 4. Chapter 4 that we're going to continue reading on. Let us read. And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord when Eld was dead, and the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin that reigned in Hazor, the captain of whose host was Sisera, which dwelt in Harosheth of the Gentiles. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, for he had 900 chariots of iron in 20 years. He mightily oppressed the children of Israel. And Deborah, the prophetess, the wife of Lita, Lepidoth judged Israel at that time. And she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah, between Ramah and Bethel and Mount Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. And she sent and called Barak, the son of Abinoam, Kadesh, Naphtali, and said unto him,
Hath not the Lord God of Israel commanded, saying, Go and draw toward Mount Tabor,
and take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali, and of the children of Zebulun. And I will draw unto thee to the river Kishon, Syria, the captain of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his multitude. And I will deliver him into thine hand. And Barak said unto her,
If thou wilt go with me, then I will go. But if thou wilt not go with me, then I will not go.
And she said, I will surely go with thee. Notwithstanding, the journey that thou takest shall not be for thine honor. For the Lord shall sell Sisera into the hand of the woman. And Deborah arose and went with Barak Kadesh. And Barak called Zebulun and Naphtali to Kadesh. And he went up with 10,000 men at his feet. And Deborah went up with him. Now Habar the Kenite, which was the children of Hobad, the father-in-law of Moses, had served himself from the Canaanites and pitched his tent onto the plain of Zenom, which is by Kadesh. And they showed Sisera that Barak, the son of Abinoam, was gone up to Mount Tabor. And Syria gathered together all the chariots, even 900 chariots of iron, and all the people that were with him from Harasha of the Gentiles unto the river of Kishon. And Deborah said unto Barak,
For this is the day in which the Lord hath delivered Syria into thine hand. Is not the Lord gone out before thee?
So Barak went down from Mount Tabor, and 10,000 men after him. And the Lord discomfited Syria,
and all his chariots and all his hosts
with the edge of a sword before Barak, so that Syria lighted down off his chariot and filed away on his. Barak pursued after the chariots and after the host unto Horesha of the Gentiles, and all the hosts of Syria fell upon the edge of the sword, and there was not a man left.
Howbeit Syria fled away on his feet to the tent of Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite.
And there was a between Jabin, the king of Hazor, and the house of Heber the Kenite. And Joel went out to meet Siri and said unto him,
"Turn in, my lord, turn in to me. Fear not." And when he had turned in unto her into the tent, she covered him with a mantle. And he said unto her, "Give me, I pray thee, a little water to drink, for I am thirsty." And she opened the bottle of milk and gave him drink and covered him. Again he said unto her, "Stand in the door of the tent, and it shall be, when any man doth come and inquire of thee, and say, Is there any man here? That thou shalt say, No." And Joel, Heber's wife, took a nail of the tent and took a hammer in her hand and went softly unto him and smote the nail into his temples and fastened it into the ground, for he was fast asleep and weary. So he died. And behold, as Barak pursued Syria, Joel came out to meet him and said unto him, "Come, I will show thee the man whom thou seekest." And when he come out into her tent, behold, Syria lay dead, and the nail was in his temple. So God subdued on the day Jabin, the king of Canaan, before the children of Israel, and the line of the children of Israel, and prevailed against Jabin, the king of Canaan, until they had destroyed Jabin, king of Canaan. Chapter 5 of the book of Judges. Then sang Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinoam, on that day, saying, "Praise ye the Lord for the avenging of Israel, when the people willingly offered themselves. Hear, O ye kings, give ear, O ye princes. I, even I, will sing unto the Lord. I will sing praise to the Lord of Israel. Lord, when thou wentest out to fear, when thou marchedest out of the field of Edom, the earth trembled and the heavens dropped. The clouds also dropped water. The mountains melted from before the Lord, even the Sinai for before the Lord of God of Israel, in the days of Shimgar, the son of Anath, in the days of Joel. They were a horsehoof broken by the means of the pracings and the prancings of their mighty ones. Curse ye, Meroth, said the angel of the Lord. Curse ye bitterly, the inhabitants thereof, because thou cannot to the help, came not the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the mighty. Blessed above woman shall Joel, the wife of Heber, the Kenite, be. Blessed shall she be above women in the tent. He asked water, and she gave him milk. She brought forth butter in a lordly dish. She put her hand to the nail, and her right hand to the workman's hammer. And with the hammer she smote Syria. She smote off his head. When she had pierced the striking through his temple and her feet had bowed, he fell. He lay down after her feet and bowed. He fell. Before he bowed, there he fell down dead. The mother of Syria looked out
at the window and cried through the lattice, which is his chariot so long in coming. Why tarry the wheels of his chariots? Her wise ladies answered her. Yea, she returned answer to herself. Have ye not speed? Have thy not divided the prey to every man and damsel or two? To Syria, a prey of divers colors, a prey of divers colors of needlework, a divers colors of needlework on both sides, meet for the necks of them that take the spoil. So let all thy enemies perish, O Lord, but let them that love him be as the sun when he goeth forth in his might. And the Lord had rest 40 years. Chapter 6. The children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Midian 7 years. And the hand of the Midian prevailed against Israel, and because of the Midianites and the children of Israel made them the dens which are in the mountains, and caves, and strongholds. And so it was when Israel had sworn that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites and the children of the east, even they came up against them, and they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth till they came unto Gaza and left no substances of Israel, neither sheep nor ox nor ass. But they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshopper multitudes, for both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. And it came to pass, when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, Thus saith the Lord of Israel, brought you forth out of the house of bondage, and I delivered you out of the hand of Egyptians, and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drove them out from before you, and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell, but ye have not obeyed my voice. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under the oak, which was in Ophrah, that pertained into Josh the Ebenezerite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the wine press to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my God, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And he said unto him,
O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man.
And he said unto him,
If now I have found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou takest with me. Depart not hence, I pray thee, until I come unto thee and bring forth my presence and set it before thee. And he said, I will tarry until thou come again.
And Gideon went in and made ready a kid, unleavened cakes of an if of flour. The flesh he put in the basket, and he put the broth in a pot and brought it out into him under the oak and presented it.
And the angel of the Lord said unto him, Take the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and lay them upon this rock, and pour out the broth.
And he said so, and he did so.
Then the angel of the Lord put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand, and touched the flesh and the unleavened cake. And there rose up fire out of the rock, and consumed the flesh of the unleavened cake. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of the sight.
Then Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord.
Gideon said, Eliab, O Lord God, for because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face.
And the Lord said unto him,
Peace be unto thee. Fear not, thou shalt not die.
And Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day it is yet in Oprah on Adon Israel. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him,
Take thy father's young bullock, even the second bullock, of 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal that thy father hath, and cut down the grove that is by it, and build an altar unto the Lord thy God upon the top of this rock, in the order place, and take the second bullock, and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the grove which thou shalt cut down.
Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants and did as the Lord had said unto him. And so it was, because he forced his father's household and the men of the city, that he could not do it by day, that he by night. And when the men of the city arose early in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal was cast down, and the grove was cut down that was by it, and the second bullock was offered upon the altar that was built. And they said one to another,
Who hath done this thing?
And when they inquired and asked, they said, Gideon,
the son of Joash, hath done this thing.
Then the men of the city said unto Joab,
Bring out thy son, that he may die, because he hath passed down the altar of Baal, and because he hath cut down the grove that was by it.
And Joash said unto all that stood against him,
Will ye plead for Baal? Will ye save him? He that will plead for him, let him be put to death whilst it is yet morning. If he be God, let him plead for himself, because one hath cast down his altar. Therefore, on that day, he called him Jerubbabel, Jerubbaal, saying, let Baal plead against him, because he hath thrown down his altar. And all the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east were gathered together and went over and pitched in the valley of Jezreel. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, and Abiezer gathered after him. And he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, who also was gathered after him. And he sent messengers unto Asher, and unto Zebulun, and unto Naphtali, and they came up to meet him. And Gideon said unto God, if thou wilt save Israel by my hand, as thou hast said, behold, I will put a fleece of wool, and in the dew be on the fleece only, and it be dry upon all the earth besides. Then shall I know that thou wilt save Israel by my hand, and thou hast said, as thou hast said. And it was so, for he rose up early in the morning and threshed the fleece together and wringed the dew out of the fleece and bowlful of water. And Gideon said unto God, let not thine anger be hot against me, and I will speak but this once. Let me prove, I pray thee, put this once with the fleece. Let it now be dry only upon the fleece, and upon all the ground let there be dew. And God did so that night, for it was dry upon the fleece only, and there was dew on all the ground. Chapter 7. Then Jerubbabel, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him rose up early and pitched beside the wall of Herod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them, by the hill of Mirah in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands. If Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand hath saved me. Now, therefore, go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whoso is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them and be there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee. The same shall go with thee, and of whosoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, and shall, same shall not go. So he brought down the people into the water, and the Lord said unto Gideon, every one that lappeth of the water as a dog lappeth, him shalt thou set by my himself. Likewise, every one
that boweth down upon his knees to drink. The number of him that leapt, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. But all that rest on the people bowed down upon the knees to drink water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lack, while I save you and deliver the Midianites into thy hand, and let all the people go every man unto his place. So the people took visual in their hand and their trumpets. And he said, all the rest of Israel, every man unto his tent, and retained those 300 men. And the host of the Midian was beneath him in the valley. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him,
arise, go thee down unto the host, for I have delivered it into thy hand. But if thou fear to go down, go thou with Purah, thy servant, down to the host. And thou shalt hear what they say, and afterward shall thy hands be strengthened to go down into the host. Then went he down with Purah, his servant, unto the outside, and armed men that were in the host,
and the Midianites and the Amalekites, and all the children of the east, lay along the valley like grasshoppers from multitude, and their camels were without number as the sand by the seaside from multitude. And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow and said, behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread thumbed into the host of Midian and came into the tent to smote it, and it fell and overturned it, that the tent lay alone. And his fellow answered and said,
this is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. For into his hand hath God delivered Midian and all the host.
And it was so, when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof, that he worshipped and returned into the host of Israel and said,
arise, for the Lord hath delivered into your hand the host of Midian.
And he delivered the 300 men into their companies, into three companies. And he put a trumpet in every man's hand, with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. And he said unto them, look on me and do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall ye do. When I blow with a trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpet also on every side of all the camp, and say, the Lord, the sword of the Lord, and of Gideon. So Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came into the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle of the watch. And they had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers and held the lamps in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands and blew withal. And they cried, the sword of the Lord
and of Gideon. And they stood, every man in his place, round about the camp. And all the host ran and cried and fled. And the 300 blew the trumpets, and the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow, even throughout all the host. And the host fled to Bethel, to Bethshitta in Zorah, and to the border of the Abel Meholah, unto Tabith. And the men of Israel gathered themselves together out of Naphtali, and out of Asher, and out of all Manasseh, and pursued after the Midianites. And Gideon sent messengers throughout all Mount Ephraim, saying, come down against the Midianites, and take before them the waters unto Beth-Berah and Jordan. Then all the men of Ephraim gathered themselves together and took the waters into Beth-Berah and Jordan. And they took two princes of the Midianites, Orah and Zeb, and they blew Orah. They slew Orah upon the rock. Orah and Zeb, they slew at the winepress of Zeb, and pursued Midian, and brought the heads of Orah and Zeb to Gideon on the other side of Jordan. Praise God. Once again, that concludes the reading of chapter 7 in the book of Judges. We will continue, praise God, on tomorrow to continue with the reading of the book of Judges, chapter 8, at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Once again, we thank you for joining us on today. You be blessed. God loves you, and so do I.
You gotta realize, if old John was here, after going through, he'd look back at that old mule and say, since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, oh, my mule, I feel like shouting right now. I come to tell somebody I feel like praising him.